You're listening to SBS News.
While supply issues continue to affect the availability of rapid antigen tests across Australia, for those who do test positive, new guidelines have come into place about what to do next. Revised guidelines announced by National Cabinet now confirm those who get a positive result from a rapid antigen test will no longer be required to get a PCR test. Instead, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison says people who do test positive on a rapid antigen test and have mild symptoms will now be able to get support at home from their GP through the telehealth system.
The most important call to make is to your doctor. You know, case numbers are less the issue. It's connecting to care that is the issue, and the Commonwealth provides the telehealth support for people to be able to do that and to get advice on how they can manage their infection at home, and should matters escalate, then obviously to seek further assistance. So what matters first is the people who have COVID, the care that they get connected to.
Positive cases will still be required to isolate for 7 days and inform close contacts. The President of the Royal Australian College of GPs, Dr. Karen Price, says the call for all COVID-19 positive patients to contact their GP is likely to pose many challenges for practices. She says given escalating case numbers nationwide, reception phone lines will be going into meltdown, and she's urged people to be patient with general practice teams. Australian Medical Association New South Wales Chair Michael Bonning is also asking people to be patient with medical practices. He says positive cases with mild to moderate illness who are double vaccinated, have had their booster and don't have chronic health conditions should be able to manage their symptoms at home with support from their GP.
Most people who have mild to moderate symptoms are likely to be able to manage at home with the same kind of measures you would usually take if you had a mild respiratory illness such as a cold. The thing we ask people to do is, rather than trying to call their practice, which is often fielding many dozens or hundreds of calls, it is to try and book a telehealth appointment for some time in the next few days, knowing that you will have an experience of some respiratory symptoms, a cough, maybe a runny nose, add to that a headache and feeling really fatigued. But you should know that those are things that people are experiencing, and to know that that's, you know, relatively common and understood in the context of this illness.
Each state and territory has a choice in how they implement the latest advice from the National Cabinet on rapid antigen testing, with the rules evolving across the country along with the pandemic. The New South Wales government has yet to announce any requirement for people to report a positive rapid antigen test result to the state's health department, with the Prime Minister adding it may take several weeks for state and territories to finalise reporting guidelines. Tasmania will shift to rapid antigen tests as the primary tool for diagnosing coronavirus, adding a positive case will be subject to the same requirements as a positive PCR recorded case. Meanwhile, Victorians will be required to report the result by calling the department or filling out an online form, expected to go live on Friday. Victoria's Acting Chief Health Officer, Ben Cowie, says anyone testing positive in rapid antigen test has the same rights and obligations as anyone who tests positive with a PCR test.
In our eyes, in the eyes of the department, you have COVID, and all of the requirements, the public health requirements around that, but also access to clinical services and welfare support is contingent upon that positive test. I'll also add that your requirements to isolate start at the moment you test positive on a rapid antigen test. So if you are going, if you do elect, and we are discouraging people from doing this, but if you choose to confirm with a PCR test, you have to be, that has to be your one trip out of isolation. You're not allowed to go shopping, you're not allowed to go and visit people. You are in isolation because you have COVID-19.
And South Australia says rapid antigen test results will be reported in the state's daily case numbers. SA Health says because rapid antigen tests will be registered, officials will be able to follow up people and provide appropriate information and care. The Northern Territory, meanwhile, will not be adopting the new policy, with Minister Michael Gunner saying the Territory had enough PCR testing capacity. And the Queensland government says a system is being developed for residents to report positive rapid antigen test results by notifying Queensland Health. The state's Minister for Health, Yvette Dath, says people should follow the new guidelines and not go for a PCR test or visit an emergency department unless they are very unwell.
If you have a home test, it has come back positive, then you should assume you are positive with COVID and follow all of the advice that is readily available for you online or in many forms. Or if you're not sure what to do, you can ring the 134 COVID number for advice. Don't call an ambulance. Don't turn up at an emergency department simply because you have a positive test, unless you are seriously unwell and needing that treatment. And that goes for people wanting tests.
While testing positive is one thing, getting access to a rapid antigen test is another. Concern continues to be voiced about the availability and affordability of rapid antigen tests after changes to Australia's testing regime. University of Melbourne epidemiologist Professor Tony Blakely says he understands the changes are about easing pressure on overwhelmed clinics. But along with tests being in short supply, he's also concerned surveillance of COVID in the community will no longer be as accurate if results are not being reported to state and territory governments.
But it would be much better to have that rapid antigen testing loaded up into our surveillance system to give better data. What we do think is that in New South Wales with 35-odd thousand cases, that's a gross underestimate. It's probably five times as much as that, somewhere around that, which is a lot, it takes your breath away. But also, it's kind of good news too, because the Doherty modelling leaked before Christmas suggested that New South Wales would peak at 200,000 infections per day. So it would suggest that New South Wales is about to peak and come down. So there is some good news in there.
As for which test to buy, for those not eligible for a free rapid antigen test, Dr. Alexandra Martinuk, a professor of epidemiology in the Faculty of Medicine and Health at the University of Sydney, says the Therapeutic Goods Administration provides reliable information about approved tests.
The TGA has a really helpful website regarding which rapid antigen tests are approved in Australia. So, you know, that's important because people might do sort of the shopping from other countries and try and get them here. Also, there's a lot of talk I've heard about people traveling overseas and trying to bring back in bulk because they're so much cheaper, for instance, in Asia, but those tests may not be approved here. And some tests are more sensitive than others, and sensitivity matters because it means you're less likely to miss a true case of disease. So you want to have a really sensitive test. And so the TGA website ranks those by also by sensitivity.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.